Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Save $200 when you put in code word HOWIE3. Sale is just for this week only and while supplies last. Order at EdenPure.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I have never lied before the Congress, and I do not retract that statement.
It really makes me incredibly angry to hear him say that he does not want to retract his statements, because he did lie to the American people. He did lie to Congress, which is a crime. He is a punk who is trying to further his own career and make himself wealthy and famous.
Cash money, I'm gonna make it rain.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studio.
I don't think they're gonna address the fundamental question.
The idea that the Democrats or the Biden is hiding people and sucking the blood of children and...
For heaven's sake, who in all of England, by the very furthest stretch of the imagination, could possibly be a vampire?
My responsibility as Speaker of the House to make sure we get to the truth on this, and we will not let their antics stand in the way.
We're all in the same boat, fellas.
But our shenanigans are cheeky and fun.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That is the number if you'd like to join us here on the Howie Carr Show. Welcome to the show or welcome back. We mentioned earlier that the papers websites in Boston hadn't gone with the Charlie Baker sound cuts today. The governor basically saying down on the Cape that that we're not going to return to the draconian lockdowns, which, incidentally, in case you didn't know, failed so miserably. We have the third highest death rate in the United States.
Sorry.
Don't tell me you're sorry. I know how sorry you are.
Did this just happen?
To use a line from a country song of my youth. God, he's really sorry. Baker says he plans no changes in COVID-19 policies.
No, we're not looking at changing any of our existing rules or policies. I've said before, and so is the Lieutenant Governor. And by the way, it was great to see so many local officials here, since we both also were previously served in local government.
Shut up.
That we have a set of statewide standards, and they're based on what we see on a statewide basis. And if communities believe they need to pursue strategies that are more effective and appropriate for them, that they should do so. And that's exactly what Provincetown did.
What's a strategy?
I don't know. Communities believe they need to pursue strategies.
Strategies. By the way, now the People's Republic of Cambridge has joined Provincetown. Do you begin to see a pattern here? Who will be next to join the parade? Newton, Brookline, Northampton, perhaps Amherst. You know. But listen to the, why is Cambridge now urging people to wear masks? There have been 83 confirmed and probable cases reported in Cambridge so far this month. Now think about that. What is today, the 22nd? So that works out to fewer than 4 cases a day in a city of, I think, about 100,000 people. Is that a big problem? How big of a problem is that for the People's Republic of Cambridge? 42% of those cases known as breakthrough cases are among people who are fully vaccinated. Can I raise my hand and ask the mayor, whoever the hell the mayor is, how many people have died in Cambridge this month? Okay, that's what I thought. Thank you. 844-500-4242. We have more. We're going to have more Joe Biden cuts as we go along, but I think we should start out with the ones from last night from the town hall.
Wait, are you saying people in Cambridge, they got vaccinated and they still got COVID?
Yes.
That's not what Joe Biden said today.
Well, the various shots that people are getting now cover that. You're okay. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
Yeah.
Are you telling me that's misinformation?
When is he going to be canceled? I've been demanding this since last Friday, that he be canceled. How many misstatements does this guy make? He's told us that there were anywhere between 159 people dead in the United States up to 210, or is it 250 million? I don't know. It's somewhere in there. All right. I want to, though, mention one thing here. And he said, when he was telling that restaurant owner, and the guy owns a chain, he owns 39 restaurants. And he was asking, where am I going to get the people to staff these restaurants? And Biden tells him that we let you stay open. We let you stay open. Here it is. Here it is. Play cut 27 before.
How do you and the Biden administration plan to incentivize those that haven't returned to work yet? Hiring is our top priority right now.
Well, two things. One, if you notice, we kept you open. We spent billions of dollars to make sure restaurants could stay open.
We kept you open. We spent billions of dollars. Like it came out of his back pocket. Like he took, like the big guy came up with this money that he took from Hunter Biden. It's just so outrageous. God. But, you know, this is the thing. This is a guy who thinks that you have to answer to him. And that everything belongs to him. It's what I always say, it's mafia rules. What's ours is ours, and what's yours is ours. Everything belongs to the government. And there's a guy in the central part of the state who does these little big postcards. And he's got a lot of them. A lot of them have the remarks of Calvin Coolidge, the greatest president ever to come out of Massachusetts, in my opinion. And but he's got one here that he sent me a couple months ago from Ayn Rand, and I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Ayn Rand, that's who Rand Paul is named after. She wrote these libertarian novels. This is from Atlas Shrugged, 1957, and it sums up the situation in America right now. When you see that in order to produce, you need to obtain permission from men who produce nothing. When you see that money is flowing to those who deal, not in goods, but in favors. When you see that men get richer by graft and by pull than by work, and your laws don't protect you against them, but protect them against you. When you see corruption being rewarded and honesty becoming a self-sacrifice, you may know that your society is doomed. I mean, does that explain the whole Biden crime family to you? I mean, it's right there, right in a nutshell, from 1957. 8-5-8-4-8-5-4-4-500-42-42. Let's, I'm just looking at this here. What do we want to, I'm just looking at what I want to do next. Here's another one of his cuts. And again, this is another bit of misinformation that he should be canceled for. Cut five.
If you're vaccinated, even if you do catch the virus, quote unquote, mm-hmm. like people talk about it in normal terms, you're an overwhelming, and not many people do. If you do, you're not likely to get sick. You're probably going to be symptomless. You're not going to be in a position where your life is in danger. Yeah.
Except for those 12,000 people who died from taking the vaccine. Oh, correction, that was a mistake on the CDC's part. There were only 6,000 people. By the way, did you notice this? The CDC has 21,000 people working for it. And you know who caught that mistake? Alex Berenson, the guy, the former New York Times reporter. No, none of the 21,000 people caught that they had doubled the number of people that had died from the vaccine. We have a very great bureaucracy. So he forgot the word vaccine at one point, but that wasn't the only time that he forgot the word vaccine. Cut 10.
The various shots that people are getting now cover that. You're okay. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
Yeah.
The various shots. And, you know, there are a lot of powerful people in this country, powerful media figures. But I think the probably the most powerful people in the country are those 12 people who he keeps talking about who are spreading all the disinformation. 12 people. And, you know, we live in a fractured media world. You know, everybody has, you know, if you're a media influencer, you appeal to a certain group of people. These 12 people work across the board. Millions of people in every demographic group have been affected by this. These are the most, I think you could make an argument, these are the most powerful people in the country. Cut 11.
You may have heard, I never get myself in trouble, as you know, politically, but you may have heard that I was critical of some of the things that are on Facebook. And it was, I was attacking Facebook. I wasn't attacking Facebook. There was a report out saying that for that something like 45% of the overwhelming disinformation on Facebook comes from 12 individuals. Yep. I said, they're killing people. Those 12 individuals, that misinformation is going to kill people. Not a joke. Not a joke.
Not a joke. Mr. President, could we have the names of some of these people? We'd just like to, you know who we should be angry about.
I don't know, to be clear.
Yeah, I know you don't know, to be clear. All right, we'll take some calls when we come back. Protecting my family is my number one priority, but I want to do it safely. Taser believes that safer self-defense is better self-defense. Taser's line of non-lethal self-protection devices are small and lightweight enough to carry with you or in your glove compartment or purse. Yet they're powerful enough to incapacitate an attacker. Guns carry unnecessary risks for you and those around you. Even pepper spray can be dangerous and ineffective. Taser products are safer and easy to use. They use an electrical charge to immobilize attackers for up to 30 seconds, allowing you time to escape and to send emergency dispatch to your GPS location. More than 237,000 lives have been saved with the Taser network of devices. Protect yourself and your family with Taser's line of smart self-defense products. Taser devices are available without a permit in most U.S. states. Get Taser Plus Pulse or Taser Strike Light at Taser.com with promo code Howie. Save 15% now at Taser.com promo code Howie. Spell TASER.com promo code Howie. Restrictions apply. See site for details. I'm Howie Carr.
Did you miss part of today's show?
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Just search Howie Carr on your favorite podcast app and listen anywhere, anytime. He didn't come here to be made sport of.
Funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you, I make you laugh. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
Howie Carr is here to stay.
Summer is a time for excitement, so try something new with HelloFresh. Choose from 50 menu and market items every week, including quick dinners and 10-minute lunches. Perfect for switching things up. Get up to 14 free meals plus free shipping when you use code Howie14 at HelloFresh.com/Howie14. HelloFresh.com/Howie14. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Is the mask mandate going to come back?
I don't think so myself.
65% do.
All right. Okay. You have a right to be cynical because, again, I know they would love to. We all know they would love to bring it back. 603, how do you know that Charlie Baker is not part of the trial balloon and is cynically lying now that now he's anti-mask to win back Republicans before the next governor's race? Well, I think the fact that if he's thinking along those lines, that's a good thing because he's realized how many Republicans, and I think a lot of independents, hate him because of what he's done for no reason, what he did do for no reason. How he destroyed the economy this was the most pointless, catastrophic, calamitous overreaction, whatever adjective you want to use, to something that it didn't have to be done. It was bad for the economy. It was bad for small businesses, hospitality industry, for the kids. They always talk, oh, we love the kids. It's for the children. The children took a worse beating than anybody. Drug deaths through the roof. Alcohol abuse, clinical depression in general, people not getting diagnoses for long-term illnesses like cancer. This is going to be a a catastrophe that's going to take that's going to linger for a generation, if not longer. And I'm glad if he's realized that it's a loser at the polls. I hope the hell it is, because that's the only way to stop it. All right, we'll take a couple of calls here. We got a lot of Biden cuts to get to, including why don't we do one cut, a tease from this afternoon when he's talking about cut 53 there, Taylor, if you can.
And the CDC 2 years later.
The CDC. See, that was the thing. They didn't see that they'd doubled the number of deaths because they were looking on the CDC website, not the CDC website. Gail, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Gail.
Hey, Howie. Remember when Rush was attempted boycotted like 10 years ago or so, and he said he investigated, and it was like four or six people on Twitter?
Right. Right. No, it was.
And they all called him BS then.
Yeah, no, I remember that. That was after the thing with the Georgetown student, whatever her name was. And there was a liquor store that was an advertiser on RKO when the Boston affiliate carried Rush. And the guy got a call. We're going to boycott your store because we heard a spot on Rush Limbaugh. And this guy, the liquor store was in Burlington. And he said, where are you from? Chicago. Oh, okay. So yeah, I think a lot of people who you know checked into it, Gail, realized what BS the whole thing was. Thanks for the call, Gail. Russ, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Russ.
You know, Howie, let's face it: the Democratic Party survives on misinformation, and their followers suck it up every day of the week. Now, the biggest scam that those people pulled on misinformation, remember in October 2020, they told us that that Trump's vaccine was going to kill us and the fact that they were not going to take it. Right,
Kamala.
After the November election, now all of a sudden it became Biden's vaccine, and it's a wonderful vaccine.
Right, you're right. They didn't announce that the vaccine had been perfected until 2 days after the election. Remember that? And somebody pointed out that when Biden, we played the cut earlier, is talking about, well, they were working on this for 20 years. That's a way to take it away from Trump, to keep it away from Trump. Any of the credit, that is. 207's got a good one here. CD Fee Fi Fo Fum. Hunter's goodie bag is. CD Fee Fi Fo Fum. Hunter's goodie bag is full of fun.
And the CDC.
As I was saying to my deceased wife's father-in-law, oh, CDC. Always go by the CDC guidelines about the various victim, vaccine. That's it, vaccine. Vaccine. The vaccine. Thanks for the call, Russ. Diane, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Diane.
Hi, Howie. One of the things I have to laugh when Biden says, you're killing us. Right from the very beginning, I was suspicious about this vaccine, this experimental bats investigations, because I've always said the most dangerous thing we have to fear is weapons we can't see. And when you think of all the people that Fauci's killed, you know, for Biden to say that is ludicrous.
Well, Fauci says, he's tired of being called a murderer and all this stuff. But, I mean, he does have a lot to answer for. He used a cutout that Dr. Darcic or whatever his name was with the English accent. He funneled it through his organization. It went straight to the Wuhan lab. And he was into this gain of function way back when. And then it was outlawed, and they tried to rewrite the rules so that they could still keep giving the money to China. And again, it's not like China was coming up with a cure for cancer. I mean, they were coming up with a weaponized virus. Why are we letting our geopolitical foes develop something that can be used against us and was used against us? I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. 508 says, I'm so glad you play the sound cuts of the dementia patient. No one else will even touch them. It's important to know what kind of buffoon is in the Oval Office. You know, some people get tired of these things, but I like to play. I think they're entertaining myself. I know it's kind of sad, but, you know, it's one of these things where you're either going to cry or you're going to laugh. So I'd prefer to laugh, you know? Here's the cut that got a lot of play this morning, actually, everywhere, because it appears he gets lost a couple of times and he stops in the middle, and it appears that he's being told what to say through a IFB, a plug in his earbud, but he still can't put it all together here. Cut number seven.
And the question is whether or not we should be in a position where you are. Why can't the experts say we know that this virus is in fact we know why all the drugs approved are not temporarily approved but permanently approved.
Yeah. Can we quote you on that, Mr. President? So they had to get through. There's always these talking points they have to go through. So the Democrats, among the things that they're polling terribly on, is defund the police. That's one of the worst, especially with how horrible the crime is. So Biden has to, first of all, he has to say that who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes about crime? So here is the lying eyes cut, 36.
Actually, crime is down. Gun violence and murder rates are up. Guns.
Okay. Crime is down. Gun violence and murder is up. First of all, it's R up, but hey, what the hell? So anyway, remember, then he gets thrown the softball question. Mr. Biden, you never said that you wanted to defund the police, right? Right? Cut 40.
What about defunding the police, though? Because there's...
No, I've never said defunding the police.
Never said defund the police. Cut 41.
So my generic point is
but
that...
Do we agree that we can redirect some of the funding?
Yes, absolutely.
So which is it? Which is it? Okay, we have some a new law enforcement agency is brought up here. Cut 44.
But we've also increased the number of DE agents, what we're doing at the border, and how we're going to deal with the intercepting that drug trade.
DE agents. That used to be known as DEA, but we laid off the A. So it's now just DE agents. That's all we got. All right. Michael, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Michael.
Hey, Howie. I'm listening in, and I heard you talking about they've been working on this for 20 years. Does that mean they've been planning this for 20 years?
You know what? I guess that's an inference you could draw, Michael. Now that I think about it, you're right.
That's how I heard it, and I don't know. It just sounds a little bit fishy to me. I'm a little bit of a cynic, I guess, but that's what I heard when I heard him make that statement.
Yeah, no, I think you're onto something there, Michael. Do we have that cut again? Can you?
Yeah, but I think he's talking more specifically about the technology that goes into the vaccines, the mRNA technology, the research.
You're making excuses for the
I'm
guy.
Not
when he said
excuses.
When he said people when he said Facebook was killing people last week, you said he wasn't saying that, and he was saying that.
He literally said they're killing people.
Yeah, he said, "What do you tell Facebook?" And he said, "They're killing people." I mean, I think most of the people who heard that quote thought he was talking about. I mean, again, given the fact he doesn't know what he's talking about. Under any circumstances, he did say they're killing people.
Listen, he's got a sign language interpreter. I'm just his regular over-the-radio interpreter. I speak Biden.
Okay, well, let's hear the 20 years again. Let's hear it. I don't know which one that one was.
I've got to look for it too.
Okay, all right. We've got plenty more here. Let's see here. Let's play cut 15.
Or the neighbor, or when you go to church, or when you're I really mean it. There are trusted interlocutors.
You know, whenever I have a spiritual problem, I go to my trusted interlocutors. Interlocutors. Sometimes you say, oh, he meant to say this word. I have no idea what that means.
Everybody talks about how, you know, this virus came, the drugs that are designed to kill the virus came along so quickly. Been working on it for 2 decades.
2 decades. So in other words, it's not Donald Trump didn't do it. They've been working on it for 2 decades. Johnny O, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Johnny O.
Yeah, Howie, talking about this whole mask mandate and shutting businesses down again and all this stuff. You know what? I just learned that I live in where, but in East Longmeadow, there's a very big restaurant chain. I won't name their name, but they're from Massachusetts. And they're shutting down at like 6 or 7 o'clock at night because they don't have any online cooks.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and now we've got another restaurant in Springfield, a very good, like, Indian or something cuisine, whatever, if you're into that. They're offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus for online cooks.
I know. There are all kinds of restaurants are like that, Johnny. I said a couple of weeks ago, I went to breakfast at this big Cape restaurant that just had reopened for breakfast. And we went there and we saw there was a line out the door and no one was going into the restaurant. And we tried to figure out what was going on. And they said, well, if you want to sit in the restaurant, you can still sit in the restaurant, but you have to order takeout because we don't have anyone to serve you. I mean, that's how bad it is, Johnny O. And Biden just wants to keep the payments going. I mean, it's a big problem. And, you know, some of these places are shutting down early, like the ones you're talking about. It's not because they're afraid of the virus and that silliness about, you know, you have to close at 9:30 because the COVID comes out at 9:30 or 10:30 on the weekends because they give you an extra hour to have an extra drink with your girlfriend. This is just because they can't get any help, period. Thanks for the call, Johnny O. Jerry, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jerry.
So Burlington, Vermont this morning, I'm a longtime blood donor. I go into the American Red Cross where I've got 274 pints. And they asked me, did I receive the COVID shot or not? And I refused to answer. They wouldn't take my blood.
Wow. You think they're that heavy on blood, Jerry? I mean, I don't think they are. I think they're having a problem with blood right now, aren't they?
That was my supposition and view on the whole thing. And the nurse that was doing the intake said, after I said I refused to answer, she went up to her doctor, came back, and said it was because of contact tracing. Well, when you go in to give
contact
blood,
tracing, I thought that what is there? Has there been any bigger failure in this whole panic than contact tracing? I thought everybody had done away with that because it just wasn't working.
That's what I thought. And there's a unique number on the blood bag. They know where the blood is with each individual person. That kind of falls on its face for a legitimate argument.
Yeah, and
contact tracing.
And it wasn't until very recently that they allowed gay men to give blood again, right, after 30 or 40 years, because, you know, transmission of HIV, that can be fatal. But, you know, over 99% of the people who even get COVID survive. I mean, even if you had COVID, it wouldn't really be a problem, would it? Thanks for the call, Jerry. So there's nothing like, you know, when you're doing a town hall, it's always important to bring up UFOs and space aliens. So Joe Biden went to the UFO playbook here. Cut 16.
If your kid wanted to find out whether or not there's a man on the moon or whatever, you know, something, or, you know, whether those aliens are here or not.
Yikes.
That was supposed to be an analogy for getting the vaccine, by the way.
Which really?
Further complicates what he was saying.
Aliens. Okay. So it wouldn't be a Joe Biden anything unless there were some numbers involved. Let's go to the numbers. Cut 20.
For example, you have over 600,000 people out there signing, 6 million people signing, I better check the number, of signing non-compete agreements.
Oh, we're back to the non-compete agreements. As distinguished from what he also calls the no complete agreements. Okay. He's there in the Buckeye state of Ohio. How many people are dead in Ohio, Mr. President? Cut 37.
You've had a lot of gun violence here in Cincinnati. I think it was up to what? How many dead? 500 over a period? Don't hold me to the number. Whatever it was.
500 dead in Ohio.
I was thinking the same thing. Remember he said, you know, he was talking about Kent State. What did he say, 40 or 400 dead during the campaign? It was the live version of Crosby, Stills, Nash. 400 dead in Ohio. 1,000 soldiers and Nixon coming. We're finally on our own, fighting the space aliens up with the man in the moon. Yeah, it's all kind of running together in Joe's little brain, what's left of it. Ralph, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ralph.
Hey, Howie. The caller that just called talking about the blood donation, I donated blood today, too. I had gotten the jab, but I think the reason that the Red Cross is asking that question is because if you haven't gotten the jab, then you potentially could provide positive benefits by giving blood that's immune.
But do you, he said he was pretty much stopped because he hadn't taken the vaccine. I mean, do you think they were stopping people if they didn't take the vaccine? Is that your impression?
No, from what I heard him say, it sounded like he said he was stopped because he refused to say whether he received the vaccine.
But I think they just would assume, though, wouldn't they, that he didn't take the vaccine and that's why he was saying no, and that they didn't want to take the blood. I don't know. I haven't given blood in a while. 844. Thanks for the call, Ralph. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. If you could support your overall cognitive health with a convenient, delicious daily chew, why wouldn't you? I'm asking you, Joe Biden. That's why I take Super Beats Memory and Focus Chews. It's really great.
The fact is that I don't remember.
From the makers of Super Beats Heart Chews, Memory and Focus is their newest product to help promote brain blood flow and support your overall cognitive health.
Biden's losing it.
Research has shown that by promoting blood flow, you can support cardiovascular and cognitive health.
I want to be clear. I'm not going nuts.
Combining clinically studied ingredients unique to this product, Super Beats Memory and Focus promotes brain blood flow, supports memory alertness, and helps support reduced perceptions of mental fatigue. They're wrapped. They taste very good. They're wrapped in foil like a piece of candy. You just put two in your pocket when you leave in the morning to go to work or wherever you're headed, and you just take them to get a little more blood flow going in your brain. Super Beats Memory and Focus supports brain health two ways, by promoting the blood flow and supporting healthy levels of BDNF.
What's that all about?
Well, I'll tell you, Mr. President. BDNF is a key neuroprotein. It's essential to sustaining memory, learning, and higher thinking as we age.
You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
And like other Super Beats products, I'm telling the truth. Super Beats, it's on my word as a Biden. And like other Superbeats products, Superbeats Memory and Focus was crafted under the careful guidance of scientists and features clinically studied key ingredients. It's the only cognitive chew of its kind. Do what I did and support your brain health and cognitive performance with Superbeats Memory and Focus. Get your Superbeats Memory and Focus today at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. And when you buy two bags, they'll throw in the third one for free. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
He's making talk radio great again. He's Howie Carr.
Every time you turn around, expect to see me. There's one time you'll turn around and I'll be there.
The Howie Carr Show.
We just tweeted out the Ayn Rand quote, the passage from Atlas Shrugged, which really sums it up nicely, I think, the situation we're in today. 844-500-4242. You know, Joe's got a lot to say, too, about the gun situation. And let's play cut 38.
They are either shadow gun dealers and or gun shops that are not abiding by the law.
Okay, cut 39.
There's also a thing called ghost guns that are being sold now and being used.
You know, I've been thinking about buying a new firearm, but I can't decide whether I want to go with a shadow gun or a ghost gun. What do you think, Taylor?
Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men?
The shadow gun knows. On the other hand, Lamont Cranston told me he has a really good ghost gun that he just bought. I'm going to test both of them out the next time I'm at Cape Gun Works, a ghost gun and a shadow gun. Danny, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Danny.
Hi, Howie. I live south of the border, but I'm in Rhode Island now, but I've lived in Massachusetts. But it doesn't matter. This vaccine mask thing, it's endemic now. It's my personal life. I was just out in the High Plains of Colorado, a small town, 7,000 people. I attended a private gathering. I was asked to leave because I would not take off my mask and I would not answer any questions about being vaccinated or not. The town's like 7,000 people. The gathering's 15. And they're like, well, we've all decided vaccinated only can attend. And if you're wearing a mask, you're not vaccinated. And if you say you are, we don't believe you and you got to go. And
I assume this wasn't in Lauren Boebert's congressional district.
I don't know which.
This sounds more like Aspen, Colorado, where the beautiful people hang out, and at least at Christmas. Was it in one of the beautiful people ski towns?
No, this is Southeast High Plains, southeast of Pueblo. But more importantly, my son is a SPED student. He's 17 now. There's a lot of transitions going on, and my personal medical services, I'm getting older now, I'm over 60. I went for an audiology test, and I was asked, have you been vaccinated? And I said, if I don't answer the question, can I have the test? And they said, the receptionist said, that pretty much answers it for me, but if you don't answer the question yourself, you cannot have the audiology test. So I answered it. So, Danny,
so what you're telling me is when they ask you this question, you are considered guilty until proven innocent.
Hey, look at, right? Just like when you get arrested by a cop, they don't arrest you because you're presumed innocent, you know? My son is a SPED student now, and he gets a lot of services, and now there's federal money involved, state money involved, and our private insurance, primary insurance is involved, and they're all making his access to services.
Yeah. Dependent on getting the vaccine. I know. I mean, I was basically worried about airplanes, but I could see there'd be other problems. That's why I did it. I'm Howie Carr.